This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Happy Thursday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour solar flare fiesta. GA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, North Dakota to North Carolina, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. All right, everybody, buckle up. Strap in. We have got a big show. We are stacked this morning. This is going to be great. Coming up this hour, Phil Simms is going to join us from the NFL on CBS and the NFL Today. Phil Simms, former Super Bowl MVP, will drop on by in 35 minutes from now. Big one tonight, Giants and Eagles. Is this a moment where the Eagles season resides on the precipice? Eagles going into MetLife Stadium to take on the Giants. And yet, as bad as the New York season has been, the Giants with a win would have the same record as the defending Super Bowl champions. Next hour on the show, all-time sports writer Dan Shaughnessy for the Boston Globe. Because on Sunday Night Football, and on Sunday night in general in New England, what do you do? It's a two-TV setup in Boston, across New England, Maine, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, parts of Connecticut, Vermont. What do you do? Because in Massachusetts on Sunday night, we might have an AFC Championship game preview. The Patriots take on the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. At the same time, the Red Sox will take on the Astros in the ALCS. So Dan Shaughnessy will join us on that. Everything going on in Boston right now, in 1 hour from now. Also in the third hour of the show, Chad Pennington, two-time comeback player of the year in the NFL, longtime veteran quarterback for the Jets and the Dolphins. Pennington will join us coming up in the third hour of the show. And it's the Battle of the Bulge. Huge freeze. Fabambe. The Battle of the Bulge. As Robbie gives us his picks. Huge freeze went 1-2 last week. So did Mraz. Which means Mraz remains 2 games up in the standings in the Battle of the Bulge. Mraz is a robust 8-7 on the year. Huge, not so huge at just 6-9. But a 2-game swing this weekend, that means that Robbie would tie Mraz. That's all it would take. His picks coming up this morning. So we are just loaded. Loaded like a Boise Spud. 855-212-4CBS is your phone number. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, get at me, DA on CBS. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/TheDAShow. Yesterday, the story of the day in sports was Jimmy Butler. the Timberwolves star freaking out at practice, getting in the face of Andrew Wiggins, getting in the face of Karl-Anthony Towns, reportedly taking the third teamers, getting the backups together, and saying, we will take on the starters, and winning, apparently openly mocking and throwing expletives at his front office's way as well, which everybody believes, well, this is Jimmy Butler trying to shoot his way out of town. Butler is unhappy with the Timberwolves situation. He has said he wanted to be appreciated. We know there was a trade on the table potentially with the Miami Heat that fell apart, and Butler does not want to be a member of the Timberwolves anymore. There's been other rumors that there might be girl stuff involved with Butler and teammates. And so for one reason or another, Butler wants out of Minnesota. And then we have a sit-down interview just seemingly minutes, 2 hours actually, 2 hours after practice with ESPN's Rachel Nichols, who just happened to be in town for practice. Now, the way Rachel describes it, she said that Jimmy gave her the heads up the day before that he was finally willing to talk about his situation, so she hopped the next flight out to Minnesota. She does not live in the Twin Cities. Shocker. So she got that first flight from LAX to the Twin Cities. Wonderful airport, by the way, in Minnesota. We were just rolling through that the other day. Boy, there's a lot of options. A lot of good eating options. But how convenient that the day Jimmy freaks out, 2 hours later, he's a sit-down interview with national TV to tell the world how passionate he is. This happening on the heels of the Odell Beckham situation, which on Sunday on NFL Countdown, Odell Beckham, while sitting next to Lil Wayne, interestingly, blasts Eli Manning, blasts the team of the offense, the heart of the team, and even questions playing in New York anymore. To which case, interestingly, Lil Wayne's album had dropped and opens up at number one on the Billboard Top 200 charts. Lil Wayne then, as we diagrammed yesterday on the show, gets into a tete-a-tete with Eli Manning and Frank Isola from Around the Horn, and also name-check Skip Bayless. And to me, this was an interesting 1-2 combination over the last couple of days. You had two players speaking out how unhappy they were with their organization or their present status with the cameras, the platform, the microphone, the timing of attention, quite perfect. Now, I'm not here to be anti-labor because in most of these situations, I am pro-labor when it comes to sports and athletes. However, I love sports because of the authenticity of those moments. And these two moments felt completely inauthentic, even though both players are trying to tell me how authentic it really is. For Jimmy Butler and for Odell Beckham, are the moments contrived? It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
This isn't the first time we've had requests for players to be traded. So anytime that happens, you know, you look at what's available, and if it makes sense for the team. And if it makes sense for the team, we'll do it. But Jimmy needs about a week, and we're going to give that to him.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
That was Tom Thibodeau during training camp. Will Jimmy Butler end up playing the entire season for the Wolves? I doubt it. Does he have reason to be frustrated? Sure. Again, this is not an anti-labor, anti-player, anti-Jimmy Butler take here. I understand his frustration. The way he sees it, he cares a lot. And Karl-Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins are more talented than him. And they don't care enough. They don't care as much. And that's the reason he can't drag that team to the promised land. He can't drag that team beyond the first round of the playoffs. He did not see the buy-in. And for Odell Beckham, he looks at Eli Manning and he looks at that offense and he says, I'm just as talented as Antonio Brown or Julio Jones or DeAndre Hopkins or whoever, and I'm not getting the touches, and we are not winning games. And so I understand their frustration, but here's my thought. Athletes, newsmakers, politicians, media members, everybody is so savvy now with how to get attention. We live in a culture that's all about getting attention. The normal layman, the normal everyday Joe Sixpack on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, knows how to get attention. People who actually never had another career aspiration can now have a career being attention hogs. They're influencers. As long as you can gain attention, you can be paid for that attention. And we are so sophisticated now in how to garner the attention that things that used to feel organic are no longer organic. This is happening in politics on both sides of the aisle right now as we speak. Both sides are looking at moments and saying, we will take advantage of this moment. We will position this crowd here, this camera there, this interview here to make sure we get it on film for it to seem authentic. It's very much like the Truman Show. It's very much like reality TV. When you watch reality TV, you know. When you watch the Kardashians, you know. This is not really the way life is. They are playing the bit of this is the way their life is. And this is now bled into sports entirely because you're telling me it just so happens Lil Wayne is next to Odell Beckham on the day Lil Wayne's album is going to drop, and there is this beef between Lil Wayne and Eli Manning and then Odell Beckham and Eli Manning. It just so happens on the same week that the album pops. And then Odell suddenly apologizes. Hey, I was taken out of context, everybody. I spoke to the team. It's fine. He knew the news it was creating. He knew the attention that would get. That was very strategic. That was not just off the cuff. He knew going into that what he was going to say, to what question he was going to be asked, with what was going to deliver the most eyeballs. And Lil Wayne jumps into that knowing the same thing. He also, on the other side, talking about Jimmy Butler, knows, I'm going to tell Rachel Nichols to be in town, and I'm going to go off. And that's going to be reported, and then I'm going to talk about it. And as I talk about it, I'm going to say, I'm just passionate. I want more out of my team. I want to be appreciated. This is who I am. But he knew it was the perfect time. Butler didn't do this at practice that was closed off to the media, that nobody was going to be around, that he would not get pop out of it. Come on, it's too convenient. And this is where I believe sports fans become jaded. This is where I believe we have run this risk of the authenticity of sports being washed away. I don't watch wrestling because I'm not into the contrived storyline stuff. I'm not blaming you if you are, but that's not my bit. I love the parts of sports that cannot be scripted. I love the things that cannot be predicted. I love the things that are completely authentic and organic, and I love those things in life. Sports imitating life. I love the moments. I appreciate the moments. I want the moments that you didn't see coming, that are authentic and organic. And these moments are orchestrated and are contrived, and that's when things begin feeling very fake and very weird in society, in politics, in life, and in sports. 855-212-4CBS, the phone number. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Tonight, huge game for the defending Super Bowl champions. Philadelphia is in New York to take on the Giants. The Giants have had a season that have gone sideways already, and yet with a win tonight over Philadelphia, they could be tied in the standings with the Eagles. Is this break point for Philadelphia? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
I'm still going strong from last night. I'm still have that reserve, the experience, the energy that I felt. So I'm still reflecting on that. That's pushing me through here.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
22 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. We appreciate you being with us every single morning here on the DA. Full episodes available on iTunes. Search DA and CBS and you'll be able to listen to us on demand whenever you want. Things that you may have missed or want to hear again, get at it. iTunes is where that is. Also on our website, daoncbs.com. Coming up, Phil Simms will join us here on the show. We'll talk about this week's NFL action, and it starts tonight in New York, MetLife Stadium, Eagles and Giants. I can't believe that with a loss tonight on the road in New York, the Eagles would fall into a tie in the standings at 2-4 with the Giants. Here's the good news. 9-7 may just win you this division because Washington is flawed, Dallas is flawed, the Giants are flawed. None of those three teams are going to win 11 games, and I doubt either one of those, any of those three teams will win 10 games. I think at best, the other three teams win 9 games. The Eagles are the best team in this division. They're just not playing like it. And there absolutely is a Super Bowl hangover for the Eagles. Has any team partied harder? I mean, the Washington Capitals did. But in the NFL, has any team recently partied harder than the Eagles? And I'm not talking about a literal hangover. I am talking about an emotional one. You have carried the city's hopes on your backs as a franchise for 50 years. You have never won a Super Bowl in a town that loves, lives, and breathes its Eagles. You finally get a franchise QB that everybody feels really good about, and he loses his season to an ACL late in the year when everything is cooking, and the entire town convulses again. Uh-oh, here we go again. And then that backup quarterback, supported by an amazing defense, a tremendous offensive line, a band of brothers mentality, an aggressive coach's play calling, goes on a remarkable run to not only win a Super Bowl in unbelievable dramatic fashion, in iconic fashion, but does so by defeating the favorite New England Patriots in that game in a thriller. Then all winter and all summer and all spring, you are reminded of what you have meant to the city. People are coming up to you and crying. And now you're supposed to focus, get back on the football field, and do it again? On top of not having your starting quarterback in their all training camp, all preseason, in the first couple of weeks of the regular season? It's understandable that that team would be emotionally exhausted in trying to get back up to that level again. Again, the good news is they don't have to be 12-4 to win this division. 10-6 will probably do it. And I don't think the Eagles, especially with the win tonight, are that far away from being a 10-6 team. The bad news is it's going to be hard to keep trying to build yourself back up on top of dealing with the injuries. Because the fact is they overcame a ton of injuries last year. And this year, it's going to be way harder because they have the injuries. And it's early in the season. And emotionally, it's tough to come back from what you've experienced the last couple of months.
That's the thing you guard against. You guard against so-called burnout or the energy levels down. You also have to guard against the what success looks like to everybody, you know, and how that can pull on people, you know, and distract people.
That's Doug Peterson. Hey, guess who wrote a book this year? Doug Peterson. Guess who did a media tour? Doug Peterson. Guess who spoke to NFL Films for multiple documentaries on the run? Doug Peterson. I'm not blaming Doug Peterson for doing that. I think you do have to seize the moment. And I do understand that when you win something like that, you want to take advantage of that glory and have that love come at you. And I understand it, but you know, it's funny for Peterson to worry about distractions when he was right in the middle of the things that you would sometimes quantify as distractions. I'm reminded of the 85 Bears, which is now a punchline here on the show because they have so many damn documentaries and books about this team. But
they made them look like the 85 Bears.
But I think one of the greatest what-ifs, one of the greatest questions in NFL history is the 86 Bears. This is the one-year greatest single team ever, arguably, and they only won one playoff game after 85. Just one, and that was the Fog Bowl. They couldn't get back to a Super Bowl. They couldn't get back to NFC Championship games. They couldn't get back to the greatness. And I always ask the question, why? From all these documentaries and all these books that I've read, to me, it's one of the singular, most interesting sports questions ever. Why were the 85 Bears so great and the 86, 87, 88, and 89 teams not? And one of the things that I keep coming back to is celebrity. All of those guys had endorsement deals. All of those guys were in a town where the Bears meant more than any other team and all the other teams combined. And they represented this incredible moment in time, and they all took advantage. And so Walter Payton had endorsements, and The Fridge had endorsements, and Jim McMahon had endorsements, and Otis Wilson had endorsements, and on and on and on and on and on it went. And guess who else did? Their coach, Mike Ditka. Ditka is opening up a steakhouse. He's doing commercials. He's selling cigars. He's pimping this. He's pimping that. It was one of the reasons it all pulled apart, is because no longer was the priority winning football games only. It also became, hey, get your piece of things and everybody's pulling at you. I think the Eagles are dealing with the same exact thing. A coach that wrote a book. I haven't read the last book that Belichick wrote. Can somebody give that one to me? I mean, everybody else is writing books about Belichick. Coach that wrote a book. Players pulled in a lot of directions. An emotional city that loves its team, that has serenaded it throughout the offseason. And then also that normal target that's on your back when you're the champion and other people are coming at you way harder. Look, I think the Eagles win this football game tonight. I think they get back to 500. And I think they ultimately win this division at 10-6. But it's not crazy to think that the Giants, after last week, played way better against the Panthers than they had all season long outside of their one win against the Houston Texans. It's not crazy to think that the Giants win this football game and suddenly the Eagles are 2-4 and have to dig themselves out of a hole that they just can't dig themselves out of over the course of the season. And eventually they're 8-8 and they don't win the division and they're home for the holidays. This is a game that they really need to win because 2-4 is way different than 3-3 in this division. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, Phil Simms is going to join us, Super Bowl MVP, and from the NFL Today on CBS. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
The glitch in the simulation.
Eagle fans, we can hear you.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What do you get, Eagles fans, think tonight going into a big one against the New York Giants on Thursday Night Football? Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. And our toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Remember, you can always take us with you wherever you go. The DA show is available on your phone. Listen to us on the CBS Sports app. Listen to us on the radio.com app. And listen to us on Apple Music. Also, check us out on the simulcast at watchda.com. Again, you can watch that on your device anywhere you want to, watchda.com. Coming up this morning on the show, next hour, 20 minutes from now, Dan Shaughnessy is going to join us for the Boston Globe. You know, how many things are going on in Boston right now? This is just one of those times again where everything is coming up Boston sports. The Patriots are hosting the Chiefs with a chance to get a win over the best team arguably in football at home on Sunday Night Football. And, of course, the Patriots are in the running to win a Super Bowl this year, as they always are. Although I do think they're fatally flawed and do not think they'll get back to a Super Bowl. But they're always in the running. The Boston Red Sox won 108 games, just beat the Yankees, and head into the ALCS against the Houston Astros. That will also be played, an ALCS game on Sunday night. The Boston Celtics will open up a campaign where everybody believes they're by far the best team of the Eastern Conference, with a chance maybe to even perhaps, if they stay healthy, challenge the Golden State Warriors. And the Boston Bruins are opening up an NHL season where they are one of the favorites in the Eastern Conference. So all four teams in Boston once again in good times, which is just crazy because outside of the Patriots, who have consistently held their ground because of their coach and quarterback, the other three franchises have rebuilt their ability and their roster and their competitiveness from the last time they won championships. I mean, in 2011, when the Bruins won the Stanley Cup, this is a completely different team. The last time the Celtics were champions, 2007, 2008, this is a completely different team than KG and Paul Pierce and Ray Allen. The Red Sox, this is a different team than the Ortiz and Pedroia squad of 2013. It's just the Patriots, and even their roster's different, but obviously not so different. Belichick and Brady have kept the consistency. Everything else has changed since 2001, but they just won a Super Bowl a couple of years ago with much of this same team. It's insane that they have not gone through major lulls as a sports city. And this weekend's going to be more of the same. So Dan Shaughnessy, Boston Globe, is going to join us coming up here at the top of the hour. I've gotten some resistance, some pushback to my thoughts on Odell Beckham and his comments about the Giants and Eli sitting next to Little Wayne and questioning the authenticity of Jimmy Butler's timing of what he said to Rachel Nichols. Patrick Claiborne works for the NFL Network and has been tweeting at me pretty consistently, arguing with my take over the last couple of days, or really since yesterday when I tweeted it. And he asked DA, so you question the authenticity of Beckham and Butler statements based on the sequence and the packaging that they arrived to you in? At its heart, yes. Everybody's different, usually, when the cameras are on rather than when the cameras are off. And do I believe at its core that Odell Beckham is frustrated? Yeah. Do I believe at its core that Jimmy Butler is frustrated? Yes. But do I think that how these things were expressed is authentic completely? No. I mean, I'd find it hard to believe anybody in our line of work would believe that it was. We know how things get made. We know how the sausage is made. It's not always pretty. And people make news oftentimes when they know they can. Now, I'm not questioning whether those guys have the same feelings privately. I am saying that it can get blown up. It can get expanded. It can become exaggerated. It can become twisted. It can become transmorphed. It can become all types of different things when you plan when you're going to do it. Hey, look, do you think I walk into the bedroom in the morning and start ripping off takes about the Giants and the Eagles to the Bourbon Bell when we're getting ready for work? Do you think at 9 a.m. Eastern time on a Saturday morning when we'd usually be getting up and going into work, or 8 a.m. or 7:30, or 6 a.m., do you think I just walk into the bathroom and I just start going, so here's the deal with the offensive line and the injuries of the Philadelphia Eagles, and this is what has to happen for them to beat the Giants coming up tonight, honey? Of course not. We know when the microphones are on. We know, and I'm not saying I'm inauthentic. I am saying that we all understand when it has to happen. The cameras are on. The lights are on. When you have to do your job. And also, we understand when the light is on and when the microphone is on is when you get the attention for that moment and for that feeling. And so I just find it hard to believe any media member wouldn't look at Odell sitting next to Lil Wayne on the day that Lil Wayne's, or the week that Lil Wayne's album drops, and go, how much of this is orchestrated for the timing? And that Jimmy Butler goes off in practice on the day he sits down 2 hours later with Rachel Nichols, how much of that is exactly how it would happen if that wasn't the circumstance? I mean, questioning that to me seems totally delusional. And all you have to do is look at society now to realize how this happens. Every individual person is their own television network because of social media. We all understand when it's going to get attention, how it's going to get attention, how it needs to be boxed and framed. I could sit here and say, yeah, you know what? I think that the Eagles will win tonight's game. I can sit there on the couch and say, yeah, but there's also a chance the Giants could win that game. Or I can sit there when the microphone is on and scream and pound my fist that there's no way the Eagles lose this football game, and the effect is far different. I absolutely believe that those two guys knew when the effect was going to be highest, and that makes it inauthentic in a way. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. And I would also say that when it comes to all of these situations I'm talking about, it makes it weird when you don't know what's real and what's not. And I think that that is, unfortunately, right now, a subtext of everything in American society. What's fake news? What's real on Facebook? What's real on social media? Does that news commentator really believe that? We're seeing that for effect. Is that fact true? Is that fact checked? Is that a slanted take or an unbiased take? That's a subtext of society now. And it has obviously melted into the sports realm. Why wouldn't it? 855-212-4CBS, the phone number. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. Chiefs and Patriots coming up on Sunday night. And the schedule makers definitely did the Patriots a wonderful favor here. They play on a long week. Remember, they played last Thursday night. They got 10 days before this game and will play at home. Meantime, the Chiefs come off of a game on Sunday against one of the most physical defenses in all of football, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, to be fair, the Chiefs didn't seem like they had a lot of welts or bumps or bruises or a lot of exhaustion or taxation having come out of that game. They probably should have. But they played well, a ton of turnovers by the Jaguars. But the Chiefs come off of a Sunday game against a physical team and have to fly across the country or halfway across the country to be on the road. The Patriots, meantime, play at home on a long week, and this should help them a great deal. I'm interested, obviously, to see this matchup between Patrick Mahomes and the Patriots secondary because the Pats secondary can be had. We've seen this already this season before. Heck, Blake Bortles did it to him. The Pats will not be great on defense at any point in time this year. Can it happen on Sunday night where the Chiefs take advantage of it? You know, once upon a time, this was the sound of the NFL Today on CBS. Decades ago, this was the big sound of Brent Musburger and Irv Cross and Jimmy the Greek and company on the NFL Today on CBS. And those were the days where our next guest was playing. Now he's on that desk for the NFL Today on CBS, and he's analyzing. It's the great Phil Simms, Super Bowl champion and NFL analyst, of course, joining us here on the show. Phil, these were the sounds of when you were playing. How does it feel to be on the other side now?
Oh, well, it's all changed a little bit and everything, but it's all good. And, I'm happy to be part of the NFL. Let's put it that way. I really am. I love the game. I love watching all the games. I love sitting at my desk and watching what happened the week before and thinking what's going to happen this week. Of course, I can't predict games worth of crap, but I can tell you something about them. And that's, but it's good. And, you know, I did games. Called games as a color analyst for so many years, and the other great thing is I like sitting here, and I hate traveling, so it's working out really well.
Very cool. Well, Giants and Eagles coming up here tonight. Right. Do you think that the Giants found a way to rally together after Sunday like they were talking about? Or do you think the friction that we saw with Odell, Eli, perhaps the offense, is going to be, unfortunately, something that rips them apart this season?
I do not think it will rip them apart. You know, what rips you apart is just losing. And if you just, when you lose hope, then that's when it's problems. And I was on the record on Showtime. I said, look, I think this Odell Beckham Jr. thing is finally the Giants got a lot of dirty laundry out in the open, and it's going to clean them up, and they're going to band together, and they're going to play better. And I know I hear the weather is going to be here. I'm sitting here. It's dark outside. The weather is going to be bad in the game tonight. That disappoints me because I want to see, you know, I want to see them both able to perform at their best, and I hope the rain is not that big of a problem. But I think the Giants will play extremely spirited football tonight. I expect the crowd to be crazy. And the Eagles, they got some issues down there too. And I thought this would be a night the Giants would pull it together and win. But the rain does concern me a little bit because I think it will hurt Eli throwing the ball more than it would Carson Wentz. That's just my first thought.
You guys won a Super Bowl in 1986. 1987 was difficult for you guys, non-playoff season, but it was also the strike season.
Year, it was awful.
Yeah, but I'm sure that there was something emotionally that was difficult to probably ratchet back up to after winning the Super Bowl. Do you think the Eagles are going through that right now?
Oh, I think there's some of that. No question. You know, look, it's you know, Bill Parcells used to have a lot of sayings. It's hard to act like you're poor when you got $10 million in the bank. You know, there's something deep in your mind that just keeps you from, and you try, but it's not there. And it really does, that's part of sport. When you conquer like they did last year, I can take a deep breath. And if they'd have lost or didn't get to the Super Bowl, they would be edgy, everything, going in there every day with a little, not anger, but just, we got to get going with this. And, of course, that's hard to sustain. And you do it, you can sustain it only if the coach is the number one guy. Doug Peterson has to create an atmosphere that puts them on edge. And losing these games, losing to the Vikings last week, maybe that's the formula finally, but nothing just gets fixed in 1 week. It takes 3 and 4 weeks to get things back on track. And the first thing is you got to find a way to win a game and slowly get back to what you think you should be or to where you were last year.
Phil Simms joins us here on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. That consistency of always remaining hungry is what is so historic about the New England Patriots, and they'll take on the Chiefs coming up on Sunday night. But the Patriots secondary has been prone to giving up big games. The Super Bowl is one of them. Blake Bortles had a big game earlier this season. Do you think Patrick Mahomes can take advantage of that secondary?
Well, I think he's going to have some success. But, you know, I'll say this to Patrick Mahomes, and a lot of things they're probably getting ready for they won't see from the Patriots. The Patriots are, you know, what I like about them, they don't have great talent on their defense. We know that. And getting Trey Flowers back last week and everything, he's probably their best pass rusher. They need him to play well, but the secondary is okay. They got some good pieces, but the quarterbacks are just getting too much time to throw the ball. And the league we see now, even if you have a good defense, you're going to give up plays because everybody's going sideways, down the field. The play calling, the creativity is off the charts. And look, it could be a high-scoring game. I know this. Somebody said, oh, the Patriots will try to control the pace and this and that. Every time there's a big game with the Patriots that we perceive to be in big, what do?
Win.
They win, but Tom Brady will probably come out this weekend and probably throw out the first 25 plays of the game. I mean, they'll do something like that. They'll just do something that you are not expecting. And I know there's a great history. We all know about the Patriots, but are you really ready for everything they're going to bring at you, especially with the extra days they've had to get ready? And they will not sit on the ball to keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. They got a guy named Tom Brady, and they got a head coach in Bill Belichick, and they got, again, one of the best offensive coordinators that in the modern era we've seen in Josh McDaniels. So we're going to see it all. And Andy Reid's going to be, hey, he knows this is a huge game because it has playoff, you know, complications or whatever when you come down to the end. You want to be home. You want the home field advantage, and you got to start thinking about that right now. This could be huge. It's going to be huge for both teams.
Super Bowl MVP and champion Phil Simms, an analyst for the NFL on CBS. You can watch him every Sunday throughout the season on the NFL Today. Phil, it's always fun to catch up, man. One of my favorites. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Phil Simms joining us this morning here on the show. Patrick Mahomes versus Bill Belichick. That is the storyline. That is the drama. That is what we all pay to watch coming up this weekend. What a fascinating challenge for the Kansas City Chiefs. And let's face it, the Chiefs in general have Chiefs fans that aren't quite 100% bought in because they've seen this thing before. But if they have beaten the Jaguars or the Patriots in back-to-back weeks, you'll have to buy in. Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.